I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Islamic extremists in Mali are still causing havoc a year after the so-called peace accords. Just last week, it was reported that five UN peacekeepers in central Mali were killed by extremist militants. Now, even though Mali is a Muslim-majority nation, extremists are the ones causing the problems for everybody, between launching rockets, blocking roads, and maintaining power through fear. Mikhail, not his real name, works with Transworld Radio, and he says they're counteracting that fear in the country with the hope of Christ. As we finish the first week of Ramadan, it's a good reminder to be praying for our Muslim neighbors that they would know the true peace of Christ alone.
We are producing programs to reach Muslims, but also programs on peace and reconciliation. And it's aired in Timbuktu and in other places in the area of North Mali. We try to tell people in the area that God loves them.
And orphan hosting through Force for Christ is a program where children in need get to spend about 6 weeks with a Christian family in the United States. But what could 6 weeks do? Chad LaForce with Force for Christ says,
sometimes people are concerned with how what seems like a short-term mission might be able to help children. But we have been doing hosting now for about 2 years, and these sessions have a dramatic impact on the children. The prayer alone changes their lives. We have many testimonies of young people coming who did not know Jesus who get saved during hosting and who it reorients their entire perspective of who they are and what God is doing in their life.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Every week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer together. You can sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.